This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Spiegel and Holmes.
Okay, here we go, sports fans.
Afternoons on the Score.
Jason Leisure kind of asked us in the middle of our hit about how we were feeling about Caleb, because I think at the time we hadn't realized that Caleb had had a bad practice.
Really, how freaked out are you guys about Caleb right now?
I'm not at all, really.
Freaked out.
Not at all, okay.
Why? Good. Should we be? Good. You saw something?
No.
You can't drop a bomb like that in the middle of the Bears hit.
How freaked out are you, Leisure?
I'm not. I was
sure?
Temperature on it.
He was kind of expecting us to be freaked out because we saw the Bears practice, and we were not. And then he said that he was not. But then as, like, another bad practice kind of sat with us for the whole day and into this morning, it kind of sits a little different for you.
It does. I still would say that all of the things have to still be taken into account. This guy was dropped into a horrible situation last year, the type that he's not had to confront pretty much his entire football career.
What's the reason, Duck?
But what does he do, seemingly, when coaches come to him or even media comes to him and says, you got this? He's a guy who says, yeah, I got it.
What's the reason, Duck?
I feel like he is someone who is very confident and maybe overconfident. I'm trying not to mean that as a pejorative. I feel like Caleb is really smart, but there have just been like little nuggets of stuff when I hear him talk about the game where I'm like, is he the guy that's like, I got it. I totally got it. And you know that he wants to get it, that it's not him shirking like responsibility or anything like that. But is it like, no, I got it. And then he's like, when he's in a private moment, like, I don't got it. I got to figure out how to get it.
The message is we don't panic. We just find solutions. And I think going forward, he's going to have solutions that he'll get to right away and we'll be just fine.
The official adventures of
Spiegel and Holmes, afternoons 2 to 6 on 670 The Score.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. It is the Spiegel and Holmes show. We have got you today until the Cubs take on Toronto. That will be a pregame starting at 5:30. Alex is here before he heads off to a vacation, baby. Woo! 1 foot out the door, man.
His first time abroad. First time going abroad, just to be clear, and Alex is going away. I mean, it's very exciting. Spain, right?
Yes. Just for a week, I'll be back beginning of August 25th.
Sure. So. Whatever. Go be on vacation.
Go as long
I'll be
as
on call if you guys need
we
me.
Really,
no.
We really don't,
oh, don't
want
need
you.
Me?
No.
Okay.
That
no.
never works out.
It's not good for you.
Don't
go be
do
on
that.
Vacation.
Don't do
so
that.
So Alex is 1 foot out the door, man. He's here. Baby T is in the building for sure.
How's Baby T doing?
Baby T's doing good.
Thanks,
on this
buddy.
Wednesday.
Good job. Good
that
answer.
Man is Matt Spiegel.
Hello.
We've got Riot Fest tickets to give away before we are done. We're giving away a pair of general admission passes to Riot Fest on Friday, September 19th. The acts on Friday include Blink-182, Weird Al, Alkaline Trio, and Rilo Kiley. The Pogues. Ooh. I didn't know the Pogues were going to be there.
Yeah, unfortunately without Shane McGowan, as he's passed away. But yes, they'll be there. That's really cool, man. It's a great fest every year. Love that we're doing some stuff with them.
We are going to give away to caller 6 at 312-540-0670 at some point. So keep that number in mind, and we will let you know when you're supposed to call.
I love baseball so much, as you do, Lawrence. And you and I have had wonderful baseball conversations. We appreciate the nuances of the game, the lifelike nature of the sport. And as a fan, there's nothing quite like it when a team is hot. Isn't it?
It's pretty great.
Oh, man. Yeah, somebody else did it. Who did it today?
I mean, look at last night's game between Pittsburgh and Milwaukee, where it's like, oh, Paul Skeens is on the mound?
Sure.
No problem.
Yeah.
We got you.
Whatever. And like, and when you're hot, you're like, of course Andrew Vaughn homered again.
Yeah.
Of course he did. Like,
King
Vaughn. Like Isaac Collins, oh, he homered against Edwin Diaz in the ninth inning? Of course.
Yep.
Of course somebody else is going to do it. Who's going to do it tonight? Hey, maybe Blake Perkins will make a throw, and we can all run off the field together, jumping and holding hands. Like, there's, and part of this Cubs year had it. And the thing
a
about
big part of it
a
had
big,
it.
Big long section. And then the inverse is that when it's bad, it is more miserable and dark and unpleasant.
It's laborious.
Oh God, it is an effort. To watch that game was effort last night. It was freaking misery. My meatball fan wife left the room, just flat out left the room. She's like, I can't do it anymore. I cannot watch them anymore. And I'm like, I have to watch them. Well, maybe they'll do something in this inning. It's like, and then there's like, little things that just add on. There's former Cubs draft pick Brendan Little out there with some nasty lefty breaking stuff that Pete Crow Armstrong had absolutely no shot on. And like, oh man, look at that. Would you believe he walked somebody in between the two lefties? Yes, I believe that. It's by design. And then he gets PCA and just demolishes him. And it's like, it did not feel like there was a shot in hell that team was going to mount a charge in the last four or five innings of that game.
I got to tell you, it was hopping in Toronto yesterday. Like that, what they have, like 43,000 or something in there?
It's a big-time atmosphere for what is a big-time team right now.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
So you're right. Like, if you add in that part of it, too, where you're like, they're feeling it.
Oh, yeah.
They're feeling it, and the Cubs are just not feeling it right now.
It is grim, and all over the league, there are teams where this has gone on. The Dodgers are 12-20 since the 4th of July.
Right now, if you look at the wild card standings, it looks like Cubs, Dodgers, Padres, but that's only because the Dodgers and Padres are tied. Like, one of them has to win the NL West. One of them is probably a wild card.
We watched the Yankees fall apart and fade. The Mets just lost 7 straight. They're barely hanging on to the last wild card. And all those fan bases, including this one, feel the same way. How do you get out of it? What do you do? Is there any way to get out of it? And it's August. You've been playing for a while. And sometimes you have this feeling of like, all right, the season's too long. You know, this whole thing just feels too long.
So now you're
laborious.
Like, let's just play 120 games. Is that where you're at now?
Imagine if the season had stopped on the 1st of August, you know, or July 28th or what have you. But no, it's just laborious is right. Just the way that it feels is just freaking awful. But they don't stop. And you, as a fan, you can choose to stop and move on to other stuff, but they'll draw you back in because there's still time. It's just that it is miserable, and you find yourself searching for sometimes crazy ideas, which maybe, frankly, are not that crazy at a time like this.
I mean, next week at this time, we'll probably know, because you've got the 5-game series with the Brewers next week. And either you make a dent or you don't. And if you don't make a dent, then you're just running days off the calendar, and you've got 7.5 games to make up. So next week at this time, we should have a real good feeling about what it is that the Cub fans should be rooting for.
It's insane to be thinking about in advance of that five-game series, but your idea of losing the battle to win the war.
To possibly win the war
and get Kyle Tucker on the injured list, sit a slumping Saya down if need be. You know, like to do some of those things and maybe bring up a kid or two and see if you can inject some life. That is something that should be considered. Times have gotten desperate and those things should be considered.
Yeah, and I don't want to do it out of desperation. I want to do it out of hope. I want to do it instead of having, if Kyle Tucker is hurt, and we don't know, and I don't know if the manager is going to tell us when he joins us in a few minutes. If he's hurting, instead of saying hurt, if he's hurting and he needs 5 days, like maybe it's not the full extent of an IL, but maybe he needs 5 days off.
Well, you can do 10. You can do 10 with the injured list.
Give it to him. And then let's see which version of Kyle Tucker, and I imagine it's the regular version of Kyle Tucker, that comes back to you. The other stuff is more difficult. But we can talk with the manager about that. Craig Counsell is going to join us, and we'll ask him his thoughts about what's going on inside his clubhouse and with his team. Don't go anywhere. The Cubs manager joins us next here on The Score.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Manager number 11, Craig Counsell.
Craig Counsell, manager for your Chicago Cubs.
Just joining us, delivered the news, the passing Cub great Ryne Sandberg passed away at his home earlier today at the age of 65 after a battle with cancer. You know, we get a chance to interact with him, do broadcasts with him, and then obviously seeing him around the ballpark. The other thing was you got to see him around spring training and a fun sense of humor. He and Rick Sutcliffe love to play with each other. This spring, Rhino, you know, Sut doesn't always land the plane, right? And Rhino told a bunch of the coaches, and he had Craig Counsell belly laughing. He said, if you're cornered by Rick Sutcliffe and he's just talking too much, just yell Geronimo and I'll come and I'll rescue you. And he just had that way about him. And the other component was just everybody wanted to be around him.
Craig Counsell with Spiegel and Holmes on 670 The Score.
A couple times a month, we get the opportunity to talk with the Cubs manager, Craig Counsell, joining us now on the Circa Sports Illinois Hotline. Download the Circa app today. Craig, thanks for joining us very much. We appreciate it. It's been rough watching what's gone on with you guys and knowing how great the Brewers have been. What's it like from your perspective when you're trying to get things to go the right way?
Yeah, this is a baseball season, and you don't always get what you want. And so, you got to show up the next day and keep the right things as the priority and move forward.
Does it feel, betting it doesn't feel as bad for you as it does for the fans or for us sometimes? You're more seasoned in that way. Do you have any words of wisdom or optimism to help help us out, frankly, Craig, asking?
No, I mean, I think, telling people how to feel is not a good idea. I think you should feel how you want to feel. I think nothing bad has happened. We put ourselves in a good position. And the best part is yet to come. And that's how you have to treat every day, no matter what's going on in your life. So that's still the mindset we take. And we have an opportunity to have something cool happen today and something fun happen today. And that's why you show up for work the next day.
There it is. There's some real talk right there on the day to day. It's like we were talking about when a baseball team is hot and you're a fan, it's like nothing else in sports. Like there's a different person every day. It's like, oh, look at that. Here we go. And then it feels magical. And when it's down, when it feels bad, it's like there's nothing quite like that in sports. Don't you think? Like it can feel like misery to a fan watching in a moment like this. And I mean, I know you just said it. You've got to find a way to get yourself out of that if you feel any of that on a given day, right?
Yeah, I would not describe any of it as misery. it's really not. But I understand. It's a baseball season, and the great thing about baseball is when it's every day, you don't always get what you want. And that teaches you a lot. And it teaches you how to be resilient and teaches you how to show up the next day. You don't like those lessons sometimes, but, we got to go through them.
Craig, how much did you wrestle with letting Ben start last night versus Javier? I know that the plan was to use them in tandem, and you did, but did you think, like, maybe we should let Ben go and then have Javier? What went into deciding Javier was going to be the lead guy?
I think it just put Javi in the best position to be successful yesterday. Just in how we were going to pitch these kind of two games, we were going to need a long outing from Ben in one of these outings. Or a long inning from both Ben and Javi in one of these two games. So that's the order we chose. They did a good job against Javi yesterday. They got a big hit against Javi, a big home run. That essentially because we didn't score enough, that cost us.
So when you were watching Assad yesterday, how do you feel he did overall?
I think it was okay. The sinker was up more than probably it needed to be. This is a good offense. This is one of the best offenses in baseball. It's a very tough lineup. They do not swing and miss. I mean, Ben had a very strange line too, with no strikeouts for him. It's a tough team to face. It's a tough offense to face. I think Javi's the sinker was just a little off, and that caused some problems with the number of hits, obviously, of hard hit balls. And most of them were kind of on the ground and hard ground balls, but it was up.
Yeah, they're a weird one to figure out, those Blue Jays. We spent some time on it yesterday. They're like, it's not like any of the offseason acquisitions did amazing things for them necessarily, or last year's trade acquisitions. It's that a lot of their guys got better offensively. What are they doing as an offense that seems to be working? As you mentioned, not a lot of strikeouts for Ben. Is it?
Yeah, I mean, that's they're best in baseball, not striking out. They've got the highest batting average in the league. They got the highest on base percentage in the league as an offense. So that means you're going to have to, you know, really execute everything. And they just, you know, you have to execute pitches. You have to execute defensively. And they got a big hit last night. Without that, maybe it's like a, you know, it's like a 2-0 game kind of going into that inning, or a 3-0 game. But you know, they got the big home run.
We're with Craig Counsell on the Spiegel and Holmes show here on 670 The Score. Have you thought about or talked with Jed about or wrestled at all with the idea of like bringing up a kid, I mean, I know Moises has been here, but maybe bringing Moises back or bringing up Owen Casey. Have those conversations happened at all to try to give the offense a jolt?
I mean, I think we have good offensive players in this lineup. And you know, there's going to be times in the season when they struggle a little bit. But I know collectively, and in here and in the organization, everybody and the fans, we should believe in this group as offensive players. We should absolutely believe in this group. This is a good group of hitters. It's a good offense. And I understand there's some guys struggling right now, but this is a good offense.
A couple weeks ago, I was at Wrigley, and I asked you about like managing different players and personalities and what goes into that for a manager. When it comes to routine, Craig, how do you feel about guys sticking with routine versus getting to a point where maybe you change something in hope of trying to get a different result?
Yeah, I mean, look, I mean, I think we're all just trying to like improve. We're all trying to just improve our processes as we go. And you know, our routines are our routines for a reason. And I think we all, as coaches and as you know, teammates watch each other's routines, and there's always adjustments going on with those routines. So, but they're routines for a reason. They're routines because they put you in a place to have success. You know, open to adjusting them always. Everybody is. But they're routines for a reason.
So when we hear tell that Kyle Tucker hit outside yesterday for the first time, it's like, not that he's superstitious, but were you involved in that conversation or that decision to try and shake up the routine a little bit?
No, that was a conversation with Dustin and himself. But it's, you know, that... I know we're grasping at straws a little bit here. I mean, but that's the smallest of tweaks in something. And it's visible, so I understand it gets talked about. But that's just adjusting your process a little bit maybe have create a different feel. That's what you're trying to do.
We are grasping at straws with Kyle because he's so good, and he's always been so good. And the quality of the at-bats.
Yeah, his at-bats have still been...
The quality of the bats and his pitch selection is still good. So it's like, it's what's going on. Have you seen the bat speed stuff that StatCast put on TV the other night? Do you give that any merit? Like, you got any theories on Kyle right now?
I think Kyle's a great hitter, like you guys say, that's going through a tough time right now. And I'm absolutely convicted that Kyle's going to get it going here. But, you know, I think that's what you do. You try to help. Everybody's trying to help Kyle. And sometimes that can be your worst enemy is like a lots of ideas in your head, too. But that's sports, man. That's performance, right? That's competition. And, but you know, we're convicted and Kyle's got a good process. He's a great hitter. He's got with a good process and you trust those things.
What role do you hope to play with your guys to let them know that everything is cool and that if they do have issues, they can come to you. Like I always wonder like how the day-to-day stuff, and it does feel bad for fans. I won't go as far as Speaks to say that you guys don't feel as bad. I saw a lot of frustration from players over the last couple of days. So how do you manage that part of it where things were going so well for this team overall, and it's not like things are going terribly. It's just leveled out, and you're seeing this meteoric run that the Brewers are on that maybe shades the way that we look at it. Does it shade the way that they look at it?
Well, I think that's what's important to remember. I mean, like in the month of August, we're 4-6. So it's like, is that, you know, that feels like a baseball season, right? Like that feels like that's what happens during a baseball season. And I think, again, I think perspective is the way to, you know, even everything out. And I think you need to put different lenses on things like this when you're, you know, when you're really close to it. And that's how you got to look at it. It doesn't, you know, we go in today with an opportunity, and that's how you look at it. And that's what's great about baseball. There's an opportunity every single day to you know, put a win on the board. And you don't look at it farther than that. That's like looking at it kind of past that, I think, you know, those things that get you in trouble.
I agree with you. I feel like it's difficult though sometimes where like the concept of the 9-run homer, you know, like are you confident that guys
explain the 9-run homer to me?
The idea of like you're trying to hit a 9-run homer and you can't. So it's, oh, you know,
I've never seen anybody do that. Yeah.
No, me neither. It's a odd thing to do.
Not even in 2 at bats.
Well, I mean, I guess like in Rock and Jock, you could probably like remember the old Rock and Jock softball games.
You smack the head.
I actually think
on the top.
I think they may have had like a 10-run homer in that, but in, you know, real baseball, they don't. Mm. So how do you keep guys like locked in on the smallest picture instead of trying to regain ground that you can't?
Did we talk about the 9-run homer today? Should we give them as the goal a 9-run homer? Or
if they're going to put that ball in the game, because I think that's what happens, right? In the Rock and Jock game, it's like, hey,
ball.
Right, it's the special ball, and it's like, here's the 10-run homer. I think it's a 10-run. I'm legit, like now, because we're all contemporaries. We're all around the same age. Uh-huh. I think that that's actually a thing that happened. I think there was legitimately a 10-run
homer.
Oh, you
said the Rock and Jock, and I was thinking Super Jock, where you smack them on the head and then they swung.
No,
remember that?
No.
You're talking about the MTV softball game.
Yes,
right?
And I yeah. think there is like a 10-run homer ball that would come in occasionally.
Longtime Rock and Jock guy, Craig Council. I had no
yeah,
idea.
Yeah, big fan.
You ever get asked to play in that thing?
No. I remember. I do remember it. Absolutely.
Was it? Was it
yeah.
Dan Cortez? Is that the guy?
He was a god. He was a god of that thing. Glad
hey,
he did this.
You guys want to feel really old?
Sure, Lawrence.
Kurt Loder turned 80 this year.
No, that ain't right.
Yeah, he did. That's right. While we were watching Kurt Loder in our dorm rooms, he is now 80 years old. And we're all over 50.
Tabitha Soren is married to the guy who wrote The Blind Side and Moneyball.
Yeah, Michael Lewis.
Michael Lewis.
Yeah, and she's an excellent baseball photographer now.
Brings us all back around to the game. See how we did that, Craig?
All right, so
that's a good Michael Lewis. That's a good in trivia right there. I didn't an MTV. Like one of the hosts is married to Michael Lewis.
That is true.
Yeah, she has a whole book, Craig. If you want to look it up, like she followed Oakland during kind of the Moneyball stuff, and she has pictures. Like it's a whole photo, like a photography book. It's great. I actually interviewed her for it, and then she told me great stories about Tupac. So I was like, win-win.
Mm-hmm.
It's totally a win-win. But anyway, back to your team. How do you keep them focused on on? Just doing the next
thing. They're distractions. That's how you keep them focused.
I know.
Was that your idea for the Canadian tuxedo road trip? Or was that Justin Turner? I thought. Did you like it?
Yeah, that happened in like May. We decided on that. Yeah, it was mostly Justin, just a group of us trying to figure out something. We do it every year. Yeah.
All right. I mean, do you have anything in the bag of tricks? Do you ever think as a manager? All right, here we go. here's my petting zoo. You know, I mean, a lot of other people have done that stuff. Do you ever think about something like that just to bust the tension a little bit?
Yeah, but I mean, I think it's organic is the best way. And you know, those things just happen. Those things happen with just groups of people that are together and teams that are together. And it's not about kind of when you're doing good or bad. It's about just joining the team together for fun stuff and stuff that makes you connected. So you're always thinking about that, whether you're doing good or bad.
We had a conversation a couple months ago, I guess, about Pete Crow Armstrong, and you made me cop to the fact, Craig, and I had to, that I didn't like when he threw the bat and he threw the helmet. And I got all baseball policey on this show.
You sure did.
I know.
It was upsetting to me.
And it was upsetting to a lot of people. And then last night I saw him throw the bat and the helmet again, because there were a lot of times where I saw him like holding back. And last night he did it. And I was like, good. Go for it, Pete. Like, whatever it takes. Like, maybe he needs that. Maybe he needs to let loose with the emotion more. This is how much I'm scrambling. Does Pete need to go back to throwing the bat and the helmets around, Craig?
I mean, I don't think he's necessarily stopped. I wouldn't say that. But I think, you know, the point of that all is, you know, the original point, and I is that, you know, we should, some of our flaws are our flaws, man. And like, we've got to accept them about each other. We work on them, and Pete's going to work on his flaws for sure. Like I should work on mine, but you know, some of it is, we've got to also be a little, you know, forgiving of them, and understand that we're working on them, right? And that's the whole point with Pete. So, you know, I think Pete's trying to get better at everything. Like, hopefully the rest of the guys are.
Did you have to have any conversation with him after pinch hitting for him with Justin the other night, which, you know, I mean, it must have not have been an easy decision. I think you've had times where you could have, and then you haven't, and this time you did. Do you talk about it with him after?
Yeah, I mean, I think those situations, there's not going to be many situations that cross the bar of doing that. And that was a pretty unique kind of situation in the game. You know, a pitcher on the mound that's got some pretty unique traits, and it was a trait where I felt like it made Justin our best option, and I think Pete gets that, and he doesn't, and it's okay that he doesn't like it. That's cool, you know, that's part of this.
When it comes to your roster and guys that are scuffling, is there any value in looking at the way things are, and I know that you want to win the division. I'm not saying that you should necessarily concede it, Craig. I don't want you to think that that's where I'm coming from. But I do wonder if guys who are maybe dinged up or guys that maybe need more than just one night off, is that ever a consideration for you in whether to kind of redline it to try and figure this thing out and win the division, or say, you know, there's a whole nother season after 162 is over, and we're probably going to be there, why don't we do whatever we need to do to be ready for that?
Yeah, I mean, I guess I'd tell you the way to think about it is you're thinking about, like, what's the best way for the player to be the best version of himself, you know, and then what's the best way for our team to be the best version of themselves. And the you're talking about results. I think I'm trying to help the players be as good as they can be, and then we've got to kind of live with the results. You know, that's how it works. But so I think you're always, it's a short term and kind of a, you know, a laser focus and a little bigger focus, and you always, as the manager, probably have those two things in your head. And I think a lot of your decisions kind of revolve around, you know, the bigger picture of the whole season or this game, the next 2 weeks. You're always kind of putting all those lenses on every decision.
Craig, how does not having John Birdie and having the three catchers affect how you manage a game during the course of it?
Yeah, I mean, look, we ultimately made a decision that just the depth at catcher and injuries to current catchers, we didn't want to get in a bind in that situation. you know, I think John, you know, he wasn't playing a lot and he had a pretty limited role. And, you know, but we do have to do some things a little bit differently, and it hasn't affected us much to this point. I think we'll have to evaluate if, you know, we have some injuries or situations come up where we feel like we're, you know, put in a box essentially because we have three catchers, then maybe that changes the decision. But for now, and kind of how we've been using the roster, we think protecting the depth at catcher was the most important thing, and that we can kind of go forward with a couple of catchers on the bench.
Just three career games at the Sky Dome for Craig Counsell. Two hits, two RBIs. You ever see anybody up there in the hotel rooms, Craig, in all your times as a coach or a player? You ever see anybody doing anything of note in the hotel rooms from your perspective on the field, sir?
Like cheering for the Cubs, you mean?
That's one thing that you might see.
You might call it cheering.
It's passionate. It's very passionate.
Passionate cheering for the Cubs. Some fans were talking to us during early batting practice yesterday. Yeah, from the hotel rooms.
Were they?
Yeah.
All right, because there's legend of other things going on out there that people could see during the ball games. I don't know if that's just legend or not.
I feel like Craig might have just been telling us that in a way that wasn't as overt as...
Sorry. I'm trying to learn to speak Craig.
I am too. I'm just saying, like, you know, we don't always have to hang them out to dry, you know? Like, you just got to let stuff happen.
Craig, all right. We'll hang out and watch Rock and Jock together next time.
There you go.
All right.
We appreciate you.
That'd be a great clip. I'd enjoy that.
Thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you, Craig.
All right, you got it, guys. Take care.
It's Craig Counsell, the manager of the Cubs. Would you like another piece of trivia for Gen X is going to make you feel really old, Speaks?
Sure, other than Kurt Loder being 80 years old.
Yeah, so you know how you're singing the anthem at the Cubs game next week?
I am indeed.
That will be the 33rd birthday of Francis Bean Cobain.
33 years old.
And remember, here's some extra points. Extra points.
Wait, is it 6:45? On the Mully and Haw show?
No, that's different. Extra points for whoever gets this.
Okay.
Do you know who her father-in-law is?
Francis Bean's father-in-law.
And it is Gen X to death.
Tony Hawk.
Very good,
oh,
Alex.
That's right. That's right. I forgot about that. There it is.
And she's got a kid. That kid's grandfathers are Kurt Cobain and Tony effing Hawk.
That's impressive. Should write songs on a skateboard.
That's the bit.
Or write songs about skateboarding.
Either way.
Only.
I think that works.
Yeah, you're handed a niche.
Yeah.
Go ahead and hang out in it.
Or just like become a hip-hop artist. Become MGK or something. And just be weird. Anyway.
Oh, God. All right, I'm ready to stop thinking about the Cubs for a while.
Oh, great, because you know what we got to think about next?
What do we got?
The Bears.
That's right, they're going to be playing on Sunday night.
Would you look at that? The Bears starters are going to be playing, so we will talk about why that matters, maybe, and let you hear from people who've made decisions about it. Next, here on The Score.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team. Rep your city. Rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.